special education, just get on board.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Sponsored by the TBI, Survivors Network at tbisn.com.
All survivors, all the time. For automatic updates and everything brain injury.
Join now at tbisn.com.
The only all-survivor and family network in the world.
You don't need no fancy certification, just get on board.
Listen every night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And select night to 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Almost 60 shows monthly bringing you unique perspectives and journeys of real lives affected by brain injury.
Sharing their successes and failures, giving you new tools and strategies coping with the effects of brain injury.
And now it is time for another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Found at braininjuryradio.com.
And now it's time for another live episode on the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Hello! Geez, I was about to say happy hump night because that's my regular night, but happy Saturday night. This is Kim Justice, your regular hump day host with a special edition of Recovery Now, we'll say. I guess I've got the mic so I can say whatever I want, right? My regular show on Wednesday night, Recovery Now, is a gathering place for anyone seeking recovery from the challenges of life on life's terms. I introduce topics and guests share their experience, strength, and hope. We discuss useful tools that have helped us lighten the load of our journey through recovery. More will be revealed. This is a we recovery program because it is in the we that we discover the new me. We focus on the four A's of recovery: awareness, acceptance, action, and adaptation. This is a place for survivors striving to become thrivers. Some nights we'll have a featured guest like tonight, and others I introduce a topic of recovery, encouraging callers to join us in the discussion. The second part of the show is open mic and some great indie music sure to inspire. Again, I'm your host, Kim Justice. Welcome to Brain Injury Radio. We want to thank the TBI Survivor Network for sponsoring Brain Injury Radio and Lash Publishing for sponsoring my Recovery Now series. Well, hope everybody is having a nice Saturday night. We actually had a little bit of spring-like weather today, which was surprising because winter has not wanted to let go. And you'll have to forgive me if I'm a little scattered tonight. And I'll tell you a story about our guest in just a minute. Remind me, because you know that my memory gets even worse when it's exacerbated by stress. What I wanted to say is that Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and all of these live shows are immediately archived for free on-demand listening at your leisure, so you never need to be alone in your recovery. All of the different hosts have a different platform or way of doing their show, so there is a little something for everybody. If you listen to a show or two and it doesn't resonate with you, keep listening. Listen to some of the other hosts. Give any given host more than one shot, because there's so much variety in Brain Injury Radio that it beats the hell out of being alone. I say tongue-in-cheek that it took me 17 years writing a book and becoming a radio host to meet my first other survivors, and that's a sad state to be in. That's one of the reasons I'm here. I think Brain Injury Radio is one of the strongest peer support networks all over the United States and 32 countries, streaming from, what, 132 places or something like that now? And this is definitely the place to be so you're not going through your trials alone. Which brings me to my guest tonight. You know, 2.5 years ago, I didn't know what internet radio or Skype was, and was just kind of having a valley in the peaks and valleys of life, and I took that opportunity to take some positive action instead of sinking all the way to the pits. And that's when I wrote my book, which ultimately led to me being a host here, and I can't believe it's been 2 years already. But when I did discover Blog Talk Radio, one of the first shows that I ambled into was a show called Curious Times with a host named Chris. And it was, well, three things struck me about it. That Chris is really awesome. That Chris has a fantastic audience. And she actually does a show herself 7 nights a week. Those of us who are once a weekers, I've told her time and time again, I consider her to be my a radio mentor as far as teaching me the ropes, and her audience being a group that has just been so warm and welcoming that even though I'm a really busy host now, I try to make it back in. And one of the people I met in the beginning is our guest tonight. And you know, on here we talk about a variety of tools of recovery, some neuro-related, some psyche-related, and most of them embrace body, mind, and spirit. My guest, Solana Fox, is a psychic energy medium. She can see the energy system within all of us, the chakra system. Within the energy, she can see the issues and events that have blocked us from moving forward on the divine path we have been on. Relationship concerns and issues can be resolved with the information received. Passed over loved ones and spirit guides can also make themselves known during experience with Solana. Solana has seen spirit since the age of 6 when she witnessed the passing of her 2-year-old cousin. His little 2-year-old body laid on the bed as his spirit went skipping out of his body and through the front door, which opened into this brilliant white light and closed as he went running through it. This opened up a whole new world to her, and she began seeing, communicating with spirit energy, which she is now humbly sharing with you all. Solana's passion is working with others to empower themselves through our connection from within the chakra energy system. While connected with each experience, Solana is able to see what they are seeing, giving the ability to guide them through the process in an extraordinary way while amplifying their connection through Mother Earth and the Great Spirit. Solana has assisted people all over the world to move past their fears, giving way to understanding for themselves, their relationships, and careers. Solana encourages all to repeat daily, "I am connected, grounded, balanced, and protected." Solana is available locally for psychic fairs, ghost clearing, and speaking engagements, also for individual, group, paranormal investigations, building and land clearing, phone and Skype experiences. I'm going to tell you how you can order your own experience with Solana by giving you her website. I will type that in the chat in a moment, but it's, for those of you listening, Solana, S-O-L-A-N-A .YOLASITE.com. And she has a lot of exciting things that have gone on in her life, as well as a newer relationship, I guess, with Hay House, and an adventure that she had out in Vegas that I'm going to be really anxious to hear about, because I haven't been around. I was around right before she was going, but didn't get to hear about the experience. So, for the woman who says, God is light, light is knowledge, knowledge is thought, thought is consciousness, and consciousness is energy, I bring you Solana. Are you with us?
Yes, I am, and wow, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. We're just, just really happy to have you. I was really happy. Now I was going to tell the audience really quick, and then we'll just get into a little history. Audience, we didn't go through this a lot because some of you know and don't know that have been listening. I've been in kind of a tough spot, and last night I went back to an old familiar place, as I mentioned, the audience, and at this first show that I happened into, has always been a safe place and a feeling of light and positive energy. And that's one of the things that I always want Brain Injury Radio to be. People like Solana and Chris have taught me, like I say, mentored me toward what I want to bring over to our network, and that's people who are there for each other and a safe, comfortable place to be where everyone is of like mind in healing. And also, I use an acronym a lot, HOW, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. Now, I know that every tool of recovery you hear on Brain Injury Radio is not one that 100% of the people are going to buy into 100% of the time. But what goes on here is so many tools are shared that everybody can find a piece in just about everything we talk about that's going to resonate with them. And I just always ask everybody to be honest, open-minded, and willing that we don't have all the answers. We're just a speck in the entirety of the universe. And so when people have gotten special gifts, and we'll talk a little bit more about that with Solana. I'm going to shut up in a minute and let her talk. But I saw this spiritual realm too myself when my aneurysm ruptured and I was in a coma for 11 days. And so I've been very interested in following what Solana's been doing and others who frequent Chris's show. And I've just really found a lot of things that have resonated with me over there. And so I felt very fortunate last night. I got some soothing love stepping out into an old familiar place with some very loving people. Not that everyone here isn't loving as well, but these are people that I met before I had met my survivors from Brain Injury Radio when I was still out floundering on my own. And so I went back to my old haunt. Solana was working last night on that show. I asked her if she would come on tonight, and she graciously agreed to do that. I did promise that she would just be here for about an hour, but I want to get a little background and hear what you've been, maybe just give a little more background. I know I read some in the intro, but anything else you'd like to add to that for the audience? And then I do want to hear about Vegas, and then anything that you might have to contribute about the brain in relation to the chakras.
Oh yeah, and I wasn't in Vegas recently. I was in Denver.
Oh, right. That's what you get when you come on Brain Injury Radio.
I know, I was thinking, Vegas, I haven't been to Vegas in years. That sounds like
that. Okay, that was someone else.
Right, but I was in Denver recently, and let me tell you, if you don't know anything about CBD, look it up. Research it, because this is something that talk about historically has been hidden from us and taken from us. I really feel robbed. I actually was out in Denver because I've started a new business, you know, being a brand ambassador is what they call us, for Canaway. Canaway is a hemp lifestyle company that products that have rich CBD contained in them. And CBD is something that is from the hemp products, you know, the hemp, industrial hemp plants. It's not THC. It's like if you take the plant, the hemp plant, you remove all the THC, and what you're left with is the CBD, and that's cannabinoids left in the plant. And in that plant of the CBD itself, you know, it's just the wellness around for us. In fact, a lot of people, you know, back in the 30s and 40s is when this was taken out of our diet. It was taken out of our everyday living because we used to build homes and, you know, we used to build, you know, make clothing and oils. You can just do, I mean, the products that come from the hemp plant are just unlimited at this point. And so it was taken from our diet, but actually CBD is something that is, you know, naturally developed in our brain. It's, you know, we have these receptors that want that and actually make it, you know, but if it's removed from your diet, it's removed from your everyday living, then you're not taking in what you need to take in order to activate the CBDs that are naturally in your brain. And so, you know, that's what I've been doing for the last few weeks, definitely, or actually the last few months, you know, just getting involved more, finding out more about what the CBD is, finding out more about the company that owns it, what are the companies that they own, which are also hemp oil products, which are good for, you know, recovery of all kinds of ailments. It's just, you know, again, research hemp oil, look at Hemp Med PX, and just find the, you know, I had the privilege of speaking with the patent holder of all of this hemp oil products, and, you know, just the remarkable research that they've done in finding that not only does this these CBD products, you know, help, you know, restore your, you know, CBD levels, but they actually then start regenerating, you know, the CBD, or rather the cells in your body. And so that's why they're, you know, referred to as a wellness, you know, program, a wellness lifestyle, rather, because it's going to start, you know, help. I can't, you know, say how many different ways. Just research CBD. Research CBD and then find me.
Actually, I do know somebody else who's doing this. They just talked to me. I didn't realize that's one of the things that you're doing, because I have a childhood friend, I guess you'd say, in California, and she's been doing cranial sacral work. Well, she started as a massage therapist and then started doing cranial work, oh, geez, 20, 25 years ago. And she's been coming back for an unfortunate reason. Her mom has, she's been coming back about once a month for the last year and a half, believe it or not. She's got a lot of customers from here, from before, like me, for example. And so once a month when she comes in, I do a session with her. And 2 weeks ago when I saw her, she was just talking to me about this a little bit. And the one question I had, because she really wasn't aware of the law at all in general, but when you take the THC out, is it still considered to be the kind of cannabis which is illegal, and does transporting it through the mail over state lines constitute a federal violation?
No. In fact, Canaway is working hand in hand with the FDA, federal laws. We are legal in every state in the United States, and working on internationals as well. There, because it's not THC, it's not considered to be a drug. We are considered labeled under the Food Administration. So what we are doing, that's why we, you know, we don't make any medical claims about anything we do. We just tell you to go research CBD for yourself. But, you know, it's definitely legal in every state in the United States. And like I said, you know, the hemp industry is actually legal in the United States. It's legal to grow hemp in every state in the United States. Did you know that? But because of the reefer madness that happened and, you know, all the perception on what cannabis is and even marijuana, you know, they saying it's the gateway drug. And it's just all crap, you know. It's just all
exactly.
propaganda to stay and keep you away from a drug that can actually help you. And not a drug, rather, a plant. It's not a drug. It's God-given.
Well, and not just a plant, but alcohol was the gateway drug. I don't think anybody in their life ever picked up a joint before they picked up their parents' booze, you know. So that was kind of a brainwash from the very beginning. That was never the gateway drug. Alcohol was, but the government chose to make money off of that after Prohibition, which I'm assuming they're going to be getting around to doing with marijuana. It's just that it's a bad mixed message right now because, you know, a few states have it legal, but the Fed trumps. And so what are they really doing? But, you know, I've been seeing a lot of shows lately, National Geographic Channel, and one of the other ones has a show on, and it talks about, you know, what's been going on in Colorado and up in the Pacific Northwest, and it's showing these guys who are legal in their state that are farmers that are doing various jobs along this line. And I swear to God, the Fed is watching these programs. And then what the next program you see is when the ATF comes in and busts them in a legal state for breaking a federal crime. But in any case, this what we're talking about now, folks, has nothing to do, like Solana said, they've taken the buzz out of this cannabis. And it's, like she says, read up on it, Google up on it, and I think you'll be C as in cat, B as in boy, D as in day, CBD, hemp products. And you'll recognize it by cannabinoids. And be sure to check that out because that seems to be a growing industry right now and something that a lot of people have found to help. So tell us about chakras.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's one thing that I love because, again, I believe that chakras are our key to our energy that we're, you know, dealing with here. You know, a lot of things that we go through are energy. You know, it's not that, you know, we are such drama magnets that everyone wants to believe that they go through their things because they, you know, what about me? I hear it all the time. What did I do? Where did I go? Why do I have to keep going through this? And I need them to see that it's not always about them. You know, that the energy system is not alone in the effort of energy and that everything is energy and everything is connected. And so these things external of you are going to affect you. And so your key is to be able to connect to your energy system, keep your chakras charged up, connected, grounded, balanced, protected, and flowing in that love of the divine 24/7. Again, this is not something that we do just as a meditation, that we do, you know, just every now and again. Oh, yeah, let's just, you know, charge up the chakras today, you know. Once you start, you know, it really is. Once you start doing it, it becomes, you know, something that you have to do every day in order to stay in that energy. Because just like with anything else we do, if we don't keep our attention on it, we stop doing it. And so, you know, and then your energy play is going to go off and play all by itself and interact with energy around you in ways that you're not going to like. Everyone feels like they take 2 steps forward and 10 steps back anytime they try to do anything. Because then there's all these blocks and they think it's lessons they have to go through and they're just tired of dealing with it. So they give up. And so, you know, really finding out about your energy system and connecting to it, knowing it takes just a thought to be in that energy, it gives you a different view of the world. Because, again, I not only can I see energy in your chakra system, but I see auras around people, you know, places, things. You know, everything is energy. Everything is emitting an energy. So when you can see the energy and you know what's interacting in your energy system, you know what not to allow. You know what not to own anymore. You know, you take, you know, all the good stuff and
right.
All the bad stuff. You know, it's like we have to do that. And, you know, it's a way of life. It's not just a meditation. And I tell everyone, I know how meditations can be, so I don't do meditations over 10 minutes. I do a real quick, you know, chakra charge that you can go and check out at that solana.yolasite.com. Underneath my YouTube videos, there's actually 4 videos listed there, and the first one is, you know, finding your happy place and really getting in touch with, you know, your inner happiness. And then moving into the connecting and grounding video that will take you through the process of connecting to your energy system. You know, we step by step. You can feel the energy as it's going up through your body and really making that connection to Mother Earth and the Great Spirit. And then there's the next video that is healing and purifying body, mind, and soul, where you do direct healing. You know, we've learned over the years and, you know, through all the you know, messages and things that we get from spirit, you know, I've been shown different types of, you know, healing, you know, methods. And so the, mm-hmm. the healing body is direct healing, be able to charge up your energy system and then start creating that energy outside of your system and then direct it and, you know, to where you need it to go. You know, just direct it to whatever body part you're, you know, guided to, wherever you're having an issue. And, you know, just start, you know, healing in that way. I started doing that video back in 2008 because I actually suffered a fractured tailbone. And from that fractured tailbone, it grew a bone spur that was actually growing up my back. It went up my spine in a helix fashion. And then it went out my fifth lumbar and started sawing away at my sciatic nerve. And so I've had fun with that. I was misdiagnosed for 11 years. I had 3 MRIs and doctor after doctor, specialist, pain clinic. I went to everything and kept getting misdiagnosed. And then finally, one orthopedic surgeon said, oh, it looks like a slipped disc. You know, let's just go in and remove the disc. You'll be fine.
Oh, my
so
God.
We go into surgery, and, you know, what was supposed to take 45 minutes, I was in there for 3 hours, and, you know, 3.5 hours, and became a case study for him because, you know, of course, he goes in and hits bone. And so he thought I'd never walk again. You know, he was very, very concerned for me the next day because of what he had to do to get that bone spur. So I started, you know, that was in 2006 when I had that surgery. And so in 2008, the bone spur started growing back again. And so I'm trying to figure out all these different ways because I don't like doctors. I've been in the hospital 12 times in my life already and gone through surgeries and all this other stuff, right? So I don't like hospitals. I do what I can to avoid them. And so, you know, I started, you know, asking spirit to show me, you know, give me something. I got to be able to do something here. Something has to happen. And so they showed me doing the direct healing, and I started, and I'm telling you, since 2008, it was probably a good 4 months into doing the direct healing, I stopped taking painkillers. I stopped taking, you know, Advil every 2 hours for swelling, and, you know, it was remarkable, you know, the shift that it started taking place, and here we are in 2014. So that's, you know, 5 years now, and just doing that direct healing has kept my bone spur at bay. I'm able to walk, you know, because I seriously was having issues. I couldn't walk, I couldn't laugh, I couldn't sneeze, I was having a heck of a time getting around, going to the bathroom. It was just crazy. It got bad. So, but doing the direct healing, and I believe if I didn't know about my chakra system and I didn't know about my energy system, I wouldn't have gotten to that point. You know, of being able to receive that the healing, you know, method that way, because again, it's not that you have to be at any kind of level, but you have to know energetically what you're dealing with. You know, because we are affected, our bodies are affected by the external energies, just like our minds are affected by the external energies, and we don't even trust our own thinking and mind anymore because of the belief systems that have been built up, you know, over centuries of repetitive bull crap
and abuse
and everything else we've been through.
Right.
And I think that's the key. You know, that's, I believe that's the key. And I believe that, you know, because I'm so compelled. I am, like, so compassionate about enlightening people, empowering people to their energy system. You know, I try to stop. I try to take a break. And I can't. I just keep going with it. I have to keep going with it. So that's why I do, I tutor also. I tutor how to activate your psychic abilities. That's called the PAD class. And then I have how to see and read auras. And then I also do workshops, that tell you how to deal with that energy play. It's called the SOS workshop, the Spirit Offense Session, where we give you tools and things to be able to handle all the energy, you know, externally of us that's going on. And tomorrow we're actually doing a free chakra workshop at 7 o'clock tomorrow Eastern time. And anyone who's registered in our virtual classroom site can come to that workshop.
And tell me, wait, which site? I'm sorry, because I've been typing in your sites. Why don't you give me that main one again where they could, on your main site, is that where they can sign up for this thing tomorrow? Or tell me which one to type in for
that,
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, it's at, actually that event is on our Facebook page. We have a Higher Source International LLC like page on Facebook. And we also have several other, you know, groups for our students and our grads and anyone interested in any kind of growth, you know, in any kind of conversation about, you know, your empowerment can come join us at that group. And that's a closed group on Facebook called Higher Source International. Just Google Higher Source International on Facebook or, you know, just put
and
it in the
search.
And
not LLC after, I'm sorry, because I'm just typing it in for the folks. So I've got Higher Source International, not LLC. Just Higher Source International.
You can use either one. Either the add the LLC or not. All our groups will come up just by putting HSI in there, however you want. And then the event is going to be listed on that like page. And it's got all the information for you to register at our Elekta site. That's where we do all of our classroom classes and workshops at, our virtual classroom on Elekta. And that's hsi/Elekta.com. And then you have to register. There's a register form there for you also on that event page. That's also where we will post the link for you to enter tomorrow's workshop. So just go to Facebook, look up Higher Source International.
Okay, got it there.
Yeah.
I put an extra L, you guys, so we'll take off. That was from my LLC. But yes, facebook.com/Higher Source International. And you want to like that page of Solana's on Facebook, and that'll tell you about tomorrow night's, not seminar, what did you say?
It's a workshop, chakra workshop.
Workshop.
And it's not just a workshop. I mean, it's not like I'm just going to get you in there and we're going to talk chakras. I'm going to actually assist you in activating your chakras. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I like to be, we're interactive classroom. We want you to, you know, participate. I don't want to go, because, you know, I can get tired of listening to myself. I can talk, trust me. I can go on and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. But I take you through exercises, you know, and then just explain, you know, what each color, you know, goes through and, you know, the limiting things that have happened over, the growth of being born and adolescent and teenage and everything that, you know, forms your belief system. And we just talk about empowering yourself to that energy system and, you know, getting yourself in that connection and living it. You know, it's empowering, definitely empowering, because you turn on your guidance system when you're turning on your chakras. And it's not really you turning them on. You just have that conscious awareness, you know, giving it that awareness, letting it know, interacting with it, because they really do talk to you. When I do readings, you know, I go in through the energy system and, you know, they show me things and they talk to you and they tell you what the person needs to hear. You know, whatever it is that they need to go through to remove the blocks. You know, so it's I love it. I love what I do.
So what color is the head, the brain, the head chakra?
Well, there's actually the purple eye. Purple is in your third eye. And then right above that is the crown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's two in your head, and then your throat is blue in color, your throat chakra, and then your heart is green in color, and then you have your sacral chakra, which is just below your belly button. That's yellow. That's that gut instinct. That's where everybody gets that, you know, whenever something happens. They just know. And then your sexual chakra is your orange, and then your red is your root chakra. And when I do a reading, I go into that root chakra first. So actually, you know, we started at the head with the colors there, but they actually, to go into this system, we go into the root chakra first. That's the first chakra that you have to get going to get all the rest of them working. So it's important. You know, people do a lot of work, and they think that they can just go in and work on one chakra, you know, because maybe they got, you know, what, they don't want to open their third eye. So they're going to go right into that purple chakra and try to open it. But if they're not working all together and aligned with your energy, then that's why people, you know, have issues and can have physical ailments even because of the energy that gets stuck in their body, trying just to work with one. So I don't advise it.
Start. No. Yeah. Hey, I got a question from the chat room. I did retype it to say facebook.com/higher source international, and I got it without the two L's, and she said that it's still saying page not available.
Yeah, that's probably not the right address for it. I'll put it in the chat room when I step back inside. I come outside because my mother's inside sleeping. So
that's fine. I did put Higher Source International, so I'm not sure why that
might
one's
be,
not working.
Well, it might be I-L-N-T, not the whole international. I have to go look on my...
Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay, we have reading groups. You can come get a free reading over there on our Facebook pages of free aura and psychic readings. We also have a free mediumship reading page. You know, our students and our grads go in there, and we have approved readers that go in there and do readings for people. It's pretty cool. So we have so many sites. I'm like, I know there are HSI, LLC, and then there's Higher Source, and, you know, just INT. Yeah, so going over to Facebook, just put Higher Source International in the search bar, and it should come up with all of our classes. I mean, our groups that are on there. Student lounge and all that fun stuff.
Got it. So your main site that I got, I know, I was going to say, you've got more links than anybody. I put in the jewelry and candles store, the okay. I'm So Hempy. That's very catchy. Yeah,
that's
Radioactive Psychic Referral and Radioactive Psychic TV. And then your own site, I put in the program notes for everyone, but, and I wrote, this is just a website, though, not the, maybe that's it, because I've got Higher Source International as a website, not a Facebook page.
Oh, well, it's a website also, but that's just not where the event for tomorrow is listed.
Okay.
So that's why I was directing you to the Facebook page. But HigherSourceInternational.com as well as .net will take you to our classes, or, you know, our site that show you all of our tutors and our classes that we have, because I'm not the only tutor for Higher Source International. We've got 9 tutors right now. So, you know, we've got so many different classes going on there, you know, spirit guides and dream coaching and tarot. Healers, you know, Healer 101.
Wow.
Yeah, flower essence, dimensional travel. We're about to start for summer school is what we're calling it. We've got crystal class coming on board. So, and then we're talking to two others that might come on as well. So, there's just a group of wonderful, wonderful people, you know, that we've gotten connected to over there, and really got this going, you know, because it was just, you know, it was put before us, just like everything. Everything we do is put before me. It's like and I do it all. You know, Kim, I am a multitasker.
Yes,
I
know.
I want to do it all. Because you never know which one is going to be it. What, that thing, you know, they're just going to get everything going for everybody. You know, because I want to take everyone along with me. I'm not like someone who just wants to be, you know, the one in charge. No, I want to bring everybody along.
Right. You know? Well, and I believe that everything is put in our path as well. You know, the tools, I think, are out there. It's whether or not we choose to pay attention and whether we choose to stop and pick them up and examine them. You know, sometimes we're too busy, too into self. There's a lot of reasons for talking recovery, but not walking the walk or having that how I was talking about earlier and being open. You know, there have been times, in fact, if she calls in, I've got a couple callers on the board, but if she calls in, I might have you talk to Jenny. She had the same sciatica type problem that you have had that she has been plagued with. But also just, lost my train of thought. Just the variety of tools, I guess, and being willing and open to try. I was going to say desperation will drive a lot of things too, not just opportunity, but desperation, you know, like you were describing in yours. I had a lot of problems after my brain injury that just weren't getting addressed by the traditional medical model, and I was miserable, and it was taking me to a pretty desperate place. And so I became more willing as my desperation heightened, and I'd like to see people be more open-minded and willing before the desperation has to set in, or before they're on 59 chemicals that are addictive, that are going to not remedy the original problem, but going to cause, all kinds of things behind it. Yeah, the masks and the side effects and the additional problems. It just seems like you get on one and it doesn't fix the initial episode, but then there's so many spin-offs, bonus problems that you get, on top of it, that, to be willing to try some other things that are, not chemical, not invasive, and energy work. I've always been a big believer in energy work, even if I'm doing some of the things, and that's not to say that there aren't things in the traditional medical model that are of great value that people need, but at the same time, I think just like we came to a place of thinking that it was not just body or not just mind, that it was body, mind, spirit, I also think that it's going to be a balance of traditional and holistic or alternative types of treatment that are going to be the most effective for people in the long run. You know, there's no magic bullet that fixes us all, unfortunately, but we've got to be, not get discouraged and be willing to keep picking up different ideas and trying them. And, there were some things that I thought were going to be, in fact, I had a guest on the other night and he was talking about hyperbaric oxygen treatments, and he's a scientist, a very accomplished scientist, all kinds of PhDs behind his name, and he came up academically in the traditional medical model as a neurologist, a neurology researcher, and he said that he had thought HBOT was a bunch of hooey, when he first started hearing about it and started hearing about results, but he was finding the longer he practiced, discovering the limitations in what he was doing, and so he started reading some of the studies about the HBOT treatments, and now is devoting his career to going down that path. It made a believer out of a skeptic, and I think that's true of so many things in spirituality and tools of recovery, that, there's a lot of resistance and skepticism for anything that's different, but once people have either had testimony from someone they trust, heard testimony from someone they trust, or in the case of the scientist, read enough science, whatever you find credible that resonates with you, whether it's a spiritual message, a scientific message, a few friends mentioning they've tried it and gotten relief. I think those are the kind of things that bring us along sometimes if we're not brave enough to step up and just out of desperation or wanting to find health and balance, you know, that it doesn't even have to be. So would you like to speak to someone? Because I know I wasn't going to keep you all night tonight, and I know there's some people that would like to say hello.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
This is Jenny, and Jenny is the one who suffers from the sciatica so bad. Jenny, meet Solana.
Hello, Solana, and I have to say, I love, love, love your name.
Me too.
That's my matrix name. I started using that 15 years ago after my divorce. I had a 17-year divorce, and then, after a 17-year marriage. Watched the movie The Matrix and felt, you know, oh, my God, I escaped the Matrix. I went to this site, and it said, put your real name in here, and it'll tell you what your name would be if you had, you know, escaped the Matrix and lived in Zion. And Solana came out. And so I was just like, oh, my God, I love it, and I've used it ever since.
I totally relate to that because 7 years ago I had my brain injury. Very serious. I was in a coma for 3 weeks. I don't remember 42 years of my life. So Jennifer, who I was born as, died 7 years ago. But I renamed myself when I came back as the only thing I know, which is just Jenny, nothing more and never anything less than just me.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's it. And I feel like I'm so small. I've actually had numerology done in all my names, my given name, my married names. I guess I've been married more than once. and then I had it done in Solana. And, oh, my God, Solana is who I am. That's just, you know, there's no doubt about it. You know, that's who I am. And, and it is just turning a new leaf and becoming really your true nature self is what I call it, because everything I was before was something else of someone else's idea of what I should be. And everything we go through jolts our system. It really literally shocks our system. Our chakras actually get scarred, and I can see the scarring that's left on our chakra system when we have injury. And so it's like it really does change your whole psyche when your chakra system is affected as well.
What I really, really related with to you specifically is you were talking about the sciatic nerve from the bone spur. I broke my pelvis in three places, and I have severe sciatica. And I was in agony for years, and I had no idea what to do. And I started going to YouTube, and I just found guided meditation. And through that, I also found chakras, and it taught me just to lay on the floor and just imagine different parts of my body. And, oh, my gosh, what a major difference. When I absolutely needed help and I couldn't do it on my own and I couldn't fight it, it opened me up, relaxed me, and it helped me heal so much. And I don't remember if there's 8 or 9 levels.
Well, we work with the 7 main chakras. The 7 main chakras open up all the... We have hundreds of thousands of chakras in our bodies. Every cell in our body has a chakra system.
The hardest I had that I struggled with was my root, which is the red, which is the base right at the hip area. So that was where the worst of anything was
your
coming
injury.
On in.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite is the one that's right above the purple, right above the head. That is my favorite, and I'm already there. But I had to take it one level at a time, slowly, until I finally found comfort in that level. And then I moved to the next level. I didn't try to do it all at once because that is just a disaster. That's failure, setting yourself for a failure. But you go one little level at a time until you actually connect and feel good with it, you can actually move on to the next level, and it does help you feel so much better. Oh, my gosh. And you hit the nail on the head with the numerology. I always thought it was gobbledygook. I never understood it. I now have been getting numerology readings on my name, my birth date, and everything. And every one of them is hitting the nail on the head, and I'm like, oh, my gosh,
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I had the numerology done in every name, because, and it was amazing because every name was that person I was with, that when I was with that person, that's who I was. You know, and it's like, oh, yeah. I like who I am now.
Exactly.
Well, what I have done, though, is I purposely only paid any attention to the ones that actually have used my birth date only, because my name doesn't matter. It's when I actually was born, as far as,
yeah.
And that's just me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, there's some people that do numerology, and they will only do it on your given name at birth. And I just feel that's wrong, especially for women. Men, they don't ever change their name because they get married, they get to keep their name. But women, we change our name, and it's a vibrational change. It makes sense.
I've been through three divorces. So I've had my name changed, and my mom remarried. So I've got my full name, and this is a gobbledygook, so I'm never going to do numerology on it. It's Jennifer Ann Frick Creation Jordan Wright Stokely. I'm sorry. I ain't going.
Oh, my God. I don't think we count that high, Jenny. We'll stick with Jenny, like you said.
Yeah.
No wonder you came to that point.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple other callers. Jenny, let me park you for just a minute, and I'll bring you back.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's good talking to you, Jen.
Area code 630. Who do we have with us?
Hi, my name is Mary. I just was really interested in what you were discussing about chakras, and I was wanting to know which chakra should I be working on and what do I need to do?
Okay. First, like I said, we need to work on all of them. I work with the seven main chakras, because when we do the seven main chakras, we actually take you through opening up, and then it activates all the chakras in your body. It connects you to the chakra system between you and Mother Earth, you and the Great Spirit, and that gets you in that alignment. You need to balance out your energy. So we don't work on just one. We go and we do them all. If you go to the solana.yolasite.com, do the second video, and it'll walk you through the chakra system and activate as you're going, get you in that connection. I actually get a lot of feedback with that. People are saying that, you know, they feel it. You know, they can actually feel those connections happening. So you'll feel the rushes in your body, and you'll know. It's, you know, just that knowing will start happening because you're activating that guidance system. So you need to work with them all. And like I said, you start with that base and go on up. We actually have two separate systems that you're working with, because the lower chakra system is your physical body, all your physical things that you go through here on Mother Earth. Your upper body, from your heart chakra up, is your spiritual body. So you're going to connect. After you connect the first three chakras, you connect to Mother Earth and anchor yourself really good before you go up and connect to that spiritual chakra and then take it up to the Great Spirit. And that gives you that polarity between Mother Earth and the Great Spirit, because, you know, we're like these little energy magnets walking around, and when we're not in that full balanced connection, everything's just all discombobulated. And so we work with them all to answer your question.
Okay, and I did
thank you.
And Mary, thank you. I did put into the chat, I don't know if you're in there or not, Mary, but at youtube.com you can do /Solana, S-O-L-A-N-A 0156. And is that one of the videos that you're referring to?
Yeah, all my videos are there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I have several listed there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And also, I was going to ask, do you see any messages from anyone that's passed for me?
Let's see. What was your first name again? Mary?
Mary.
Mary.
Mary. Yeah, Mary. Let's see. Is anyone around or coming forward for Mary? You know, right now the first thing I'm seeing around you, Mary, is, are you trying to do a lot of healing here? Because I've got the blue angel around you, which is a healing. angel. So you're going through some things and asking for those healings, and that healing angel is there with you. That's the first thing that's up. Have you been asking for healing and going through
praying a lot.
Different methods, they're there, okay? They're the first one to come forward, and so that, you know, they want you to know that your prayers are being heard there with you, and you just have to step into that knowing and trust it. That's the biggest thing for us to do, is have that confidence. And did you have a grandfather? This is an older gentleman with balding hair. He's got glasses. He's wearing a button-up shirt. This feels like grandfather to you.
He was, but he wasn't my biological grandfather, but he was like a grandfather to me, and he's extremely close, and he just died in December.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, sorry, Mary.
He never married, never had any kids or anything.
Well, correct that, because he felt like he's telling me he has kids. You're one of them. So, correct that right now and let you know. But he's definitely around, you know, and I got to say he's like, and I want to say he's around you a lot, but he's not around you a lot. He's got stuff going on, but you know, whenever you think of him, you know, just get that essence of him being around you. That's when he's thinking of you. He's definitely thinking of you, but he shows me that he's on the other side, and then I've got this room behind him where all this activity is going on. So it's, and again, when we pass from this, you know, transition to the next, we're not done. We certainly go on. Do you have a dog? He's got a dog beside him now. Did you lose a dog?
I did, but I know he liked dogs, but
did he? Okay.
I don't have one.
All right. Well, then he's just, you know, just giving you that confirmation. Then that's something that you would relate to him, because he's got this dog around him, and this dog is more like companion because he's like following him. So, let's see what else is. I don't know what this is. I don't know. He's actually showing me. What's that called when you jump rope? Did you used to jump rope a lot? He's showing me jump roping, and I don't know if that was something that you did as a young child. What is this jump roping? Or maybe this is how you're feeling now, because it's just you just looping. You're just looping. You've got this rope, and you just feel like you're just constantly
feeling.
Jumping. Uh-huh.
I think it's like the feeling is what he's probably referring to. Does he say, you know, I'm trying to get out of like a sort of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a jump rope, all right.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, just keep you going, keep you jumping, keep you, you know, just feel like you're not going nowhere, but you're moving.
Yeah, I am. I feel like I am, like, getting in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're moving, so just, you know, just keep your head up and keep going, you know, and know that the healing energy is around you. Really go do that video. That's going to be like an opening up for you also, just to get you on that step of empowerment. Come join us tomorrow for the free workshop, and we'll help you, you know, get those chakras activated.
What's the page again?
It's Higher Source International on Facebook. Let me look back over here in the chat room. I posted up the room. The right address for it is facebook.com/HigherSourceLLC. And then you just go to the events, and it'll be May 4th Free Chakra Workshop tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time. You just have to register on our virtual classroom and fill out the registration form and just be there, show up. It'll be open for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Right. Okay, Mary. Well, and many blessings to you. Now, big hugs and kisses to you from Grandpa. And just know
that
healing energy is there. They hear you, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mary. Okay. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, now this is somebody you'll have fun with. Maybe you can tell him a little bit about himself. If you like music and you've been around a moment like me, what do you think of a guy named Les Paul, the guitar man? Les Paul meets Solana.
Hello, Solana. And I have to say, I'm the imitation because the real Les Paul left us. My name is Les Paul.
But the famous guitar Les Paul, he was named after. The biggest guitar maker, most famous guitar maker ever was Les Paul, and this is Les Paul Morgan. So his mama loved music and carried it on to her son.
Yes, she did. She's a musician.
But
and
I
a
won't
singer
tell
and
you any more
right.
about him. So, Les, is there anything you'd like to know about? Or
I
anything
don't know
you
where
pick
to start.
Up on Les? help him out, Solana. Give him some prompting or something where you get something out of it and run it by him.
Okay. Let's see here then. All right, Les, what I do is go right into your energy system and just go into that root chakra. Oh my God, what was that? Okay, oh my gosh, hang on just a second. What is going on in your root here? Hang on. That really grabbed me. Are you in lower physical body pain right now?
No.
Okay. Because are you in, how do I put this delicately? Okay, well, when I get pulled like that on the root chakra, Les, I got to tell you, either you are going through some extremely painful issues with your lower body, or you're going through some really painful issues in your sex life. You're going through some really disturbing kind of life-shaking for me. This is like life. Are you like on the borderline of what they call a midlife crisis?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, now, wait a minute, Les. Tell her how long you've been dating the same girl.
Oh, a long time. A very long time.
Wanted to be married, loves this girl to death, has proposed a million times, and how many years, Les?
10.
See, this is what I was thinking as I'm listening, that I might be able to fill in a blank here about what she's talking about, if you just bear with it for a minute, because I think it has to do with
physical pain
right now. Relationship. No, I think it's... Yeah, go ahead. I think this is more about relationship.
Yeah, because like I said, that I did throw in there that, you know, either you're going through a relationship because it's shaking your foundation. And it does shake your foundation when you're with somebody who's not aligned in the same ideas of what a relationship is, what marriage is, you know, family, all that fun stuff. And you stay there and it just, you know, pulls you down. It really just pulls you. If you can't change your perspective and accept the relationship for everything it is and stop asking her to marry you and, you know, just accept her and love her and just go on with your world and let all that go, and remove all your foundational belief of what it is to be in a relationship and marriage and all that stuff, then it's just going to really, it's eating you up. It's really just, it's starting to just fluster your whole foundation of what you believed you should be, right?
In the past it has. But we've actually talked about it and it's okay now.
Well, let's just so you know, because I know some of us don't as much, a lot of us don't know as much, but the root chakra, and when she was talking about that,
I don't understand that.
Well, if it's not like a lower body pain or a sexual issue, I think the type of relationship that would tie to that rather than a sister or a friend at work or your mom, it would be something in your root, in your foundation, and love is one of those things, you know, with a significant other many times, and I don't know, I could be totally wrong, but when she was saying what she was saying, just knowing the little bit I do about the root chakra, I know, and when you said what you said, he is 50, how old are you? 52.
I'm 2 years old. No, that's 52 years.
Right? I say forever 29. I'll be 51 in June, but I'm forever 29.
Yeah, there you go. And I just turned double nickel. But, yeah, see, 10 years, he's 52.
Yeah, no kids and no, never been married.
No.
Yeah, and so, and again, this shocks your system. And yes, even though you think that everything's fine, it's not energetically fine in you. It really did mess with you. You know, because, you know, it brings up all kinds of other stuff that we have to go through. That are so just blocking and limiting here. Okay, but so, I mean, that's just your root chakra list. I haven't even gotten up to the other one.
I'm almost scared to find out. No, help. What have I walked into? Help!
You know, another place that you might get something is on people who have passed over. Possibly.
What do you mean? Just now from him? What do you mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Now, I'm really feeling it's foundational for him. It really just messed with him foundationally, because your root chakra holds all the things that you, your belief system is formed there. It's held there. And then as you're walking through your world, your root chakra can really, guide you. But it can also make you make choices and, you know, do things. If you're not connected to your energy system, your energy system is working and operating in, discombobulation. It's not aligned. And so you make choices and do things that go against, you know, even what you believe. And you find yourself in situations that, oh, my God, how did I get here? That's just what, you know, that rooted foundational stuff for you. You were raised believing life should be one way and it should, you know, this is the way, you know, your whole belief system and structure of relationships and everything is formed and what it is that a marriage is and what it is that's expected of you. And but everything and anything except for your true nature self. we're told that, you know, our true nature self is hogwash. And because your true nature self are the things that you really, you know, that you really want to do. And you're just, you know, so busy trying to fulfill what everybody else thinks. That, you know, you're not living your true nature self. And it does shock your system and leaves that there. And so that's why I felt it in that intense way for you.
Okay.
You know, just having yourself, you know, feel, I got stuff here like, you know, inadequate and just, you know, low self-esteem things, issues and things that bring up when somebody, you know, doesn't go along with the plan and that just jolt your system. And again, energetically speaking, you can heal that, you know, and again, just connecting to your chakra system. So I'm just going to go in and connect, and I'm going to be amping you up here too, because I can't see this in this situation and not amp you up and try and help assist you to activate, you know, because it's just like leaving a ghost in the house. I just can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it. I got to remove
the
ghost.
Into? I'm playing.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Because, you know, again, and it's hard to read the chakra at first when you go in and you get that jolt. It's like, whoa. But then your other chakras are not coming in for me. It's like I'm trying to go up into your orange and it's not. I mean, you probably are a workaholic. Are you, Les? Are you a workaholic?
Yeah.
Oh,
never.
My God.
I camp out all
I
the
didn't
time
tell
and on my
her.
Bed.
I
oh, my God. Yeah. That's where all of your energy is being filtered and funneled, because you're just, you know, you can't get the satisfaction in any other area right now. So you just work. You are a workhorse.
Oh,
okay.
I have never been accused of that ever before, have I?
I've never met you before. I don't know.
You are so busted.
Well, I mean, that's just the only funnel that I'm seeing here. That's your only outlet. That's what you do. So, you know, and just move over on that one. Because again, I just, you know, all right, we're just moving on up. Okay, because again, you know, they moved me on up to that yellow chakra. And again, it's like you know things, you hear things, but you just don't trust anything. The chakra is just so wah-wah-wah, just not even, just barely there. I mean, just we're on the cusp here of just, you know, what we call calcification, you know, drying up. You really need to get in touch here with your energy system, get that connection going, and get Mother Earth in there with you. And really amp yourself up, because it'll start repairing all this and you know, clearing out this wave. What is this wave here? Hang on, because I'm just moving up into that heart chakra. All right, well, in any case, I need you to go do my video. you're such a good guy. I see that you are such a helper. You are one of those helper people. That, you know, just help people to death. I mean, to where you're exhausted, you're helping so many people.
How do you know all of this? My goodness.
See?
but
you don't help yourself here, Les. You don't help yourself. You got to save a little bit for you, baby.
I've actually said that to myself here lately. I've got to start taking care of mine own self.
Yeah. Yes. You got to take care of you. And, you know, it's unfortunate people aren't taught that. They're, just, you know, we're just in that energy play here on this planet. And so you have to empower yourself, though, and really step up for you, you know, because you're really the only one that's going to take care of you is you. I know we want everybody to take care of us, but really the only one that's going to do it is us. You know, we're the one who has to take the time and make the effort and take the action. And
and if we don't do that, we're not available to help others, which, you know.
Well, as much. Oh, yeah.
I'm playing with you now.
I do so much less. I'm with you there. I mean, I do, but I also do for me. I take my time. I do my things. I take care of myself. So, you know, you do that for yourself. And because do you play the guitar? Do you play the banjo? Do you play?
I've got several guitars. I haven't played them in a while because I don't have time to pick them up.
You need to. I see you playing. You need to take it because you love it. That's one of your releases and your outlets. And
I do.
You really need to pick it up and do that for yourself. You know, just even if it's 5 seconds, 5 minutes a day, just pick it up and play the tune. You know, just get that vibration going.
Now you want me to pull out one of my acoustic guitars right now.
There you go. Go do it. I would love to.
Yes. Exactly.
They're nowhere near me right now, though.
Well, you need to. You know that music is a vibration, and so when you can get yourself balanced and energetically in yourself, and then you play music, oh my God, it's like making love. I mean, really, the tones are just awesome. So yeah, I feel you. You need to do that. You need to do that for yourself. That's one of your outlets there for you. All right, Les, I'm just going to let that go. You just need to come to my workshop tomorrow and or do the video. Take time for
you. It sounds like you're going to work me over if I do hell.
Well, check out the video, Les.
Okay.
At YouTube, I put it in the chat room and
for the audience. Yeah, I see it.
YouTube.com/Solana, SOLANA0156. I got just a couple more callers, Les, and so if you want to hang on and recover and think about your root chakra, we'll be back to you.
Thank
you. Okay, you got me. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Colin.
He's so sweet. All right, Jenny, we got a couple callers, so I'll bring you back real quick and let her tell if she picks up on anything on you. She got Jenny, who was here earlier, got excited about the reading, and we thought I'd bring her back for just a minute, and then we got a couple other callers, and then I'll let you go. I know you had to leave early tonight.
Yeah, no, I just looked at the clock and it's already 11:15. I have a call that's going to call me at 15 minutes, so
okay.
That's why I said I could only do the first hour, and then I asked him to put it off for 30 minutes.
Oh, thank you so much.
I wanted to come hang out with you.
Jenny?
Yes, hi, I didn't know I was on. I'm actually excited. I did not know you were doing readings, and I would love to hear what you have to say about me.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead then and just take a look in. All right. Okay. So going in. Jenny's energy. And you said that you, but do you work with your chakras? You said you did some meditations, but do you just do the meditations occasionally and not work with your chakras daily?
I do it when I need it, but I do a lot of deep breathing and just focusing and meditating in through the mouth, into the nose, feeling the air, holding it for a count of four, and then slowly expelling it while I release.
Right, okay. Which breathing is awesome, but what I'm talking about here is a relationship with your chakras. Because, when I go into that root chakra, if it doesn't come in for me right away, I know that you don't have a relationship with them. They need your acknowledgement daily. When we have a relationship with our chakras, it's like a relationship with any other person that we have that's close and dear to us. Because if we don't communicate with them daily, they don't function properly. We're not functioning in that balance. So I'm not feeling that balance because I'm not getting that root chakra coming in for me right away. So I'm going to go ahead and start boosting up your energy. That just makes it easier for me to go up in there and see what's going on energetically with you. All right. So, and then, of course, did you have a really close relationship with your father when you were, do you remember your childhood? Because I'm about to ask you some things about your childhood, Jenny.
I lost 42 years of memory.
Right, okay. Well, what I'm seeing here right now is that the first impression that they had of you is with your father. And it's a relationship that looked close because it was like you were daddy's little girl. I've actually got him being the one that took care of you. He was the one that held you the most. He felt like you were daddy's little girl to him. And so that was that's actually a rare, I love this scene because that's a rare one for me. I don't get that a lot because a lot of us go through such traumas with the male figures in our lives.
You might actually be reading the energy of the person I now call my dad and I love with all my heart. My actual adopted father was a nightmare, and I'm glad he has passed on and has released so many people from so much pain. So you
can I ask real quick though, who did you know your biological father?
No, I was adopted.
All right, because I'm not seeing that monster is in this man here. That could be, come later, but for the first impression, this first person, and this may even be a scene that I'm seeing in a hospital that he, I don't know that your biological father may have been there that day that you were born and had to sign those papers, but he was there I see him holding you.
I honestly think, and you're connecting with something very, very important to me, is the man that I met after I got out of the hospital after my brain injury, because I lost 42 years of complete memory.
Right.
I still have most of that gone.
Okay.
This man who's living two doors down the street is now, I'm now one of his six kids. I'm his seventh kid, whether he likes it or not.
Right.
I'm actually, and he is my absolute love and the closest person in the world to me. That
may
be the energy you're feeling.
All right, well, because I just see this man as someone who is just that, that love that just holding you that feels like daddy's little girl. And so if that's in your life today, then awesome. And again, you're probably right because you've lost that memory and they're going to show me things that you can relate to. And so, all right, cool. All right, well,
great.
All right. Let's just, if you can, let me, because they're bringing me right up to her yellow chakra. They're like bypassing the orange for me here and taking me right up into that yellow chakra. So you, Jen, are very intuitive. You've got that psychic ability stuff going on yourself over there, Miss Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that? Do you trust that? Do you see that for yourself?
Absolutely, because I am I've actually gotten to the point where I'm now into my acceptance, awareness, and helping others.
Right. Yeah, because you definitely, they're pulling me right up into that. So it's, that's like your brightest chakra right now for me is lit up in that yellow. So, yeah, you do need to do more. Do more. Do that video. Get yourself even more aligned, you know, so you can really express, because you're a healer, too. You know, you're going to be able to do a lot more. The more you open up, the more you keep going, the more you keep connecting, all those abilities are just going to start opening up for you more.
Okay.
All right. So thank you, Jen, for coming back on the line with us.
Thanks, Jenny.
Bless so much for a reading. That was dead on, and it truly is. From the moment I woke up and was reborn, everything connected. My dad, my life, my energy, my purpose in life.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Well, keep it touch with me. Hope you find me on Facebook.
She already subscribed to you. She said she already subscribed. So she'll be there tomorrow night. Well, I can let you go, or we have another caller or two. So up to you. I know.
I hate to say I need to go. I mean, I've already been on longer than
I
expected.
Like, yes,
we'll have
you
to
did.
Do this again, though. So I can
yes.
have more time. It was a spur of the moment, and I just knew that I could do at least an hour with you, though, so I wanted to come on.
I'm so happy. So everybody, do check out www.youtube.com/Solana, S-O-L-A-N-A, 0156, and you can see her videos, or check out her website, www.HigherSourceInternational.com, and the workshop tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific, you can find
Eastern.
7 p.m. Eastern, and I'm putting that in there. Which one do you find that at again?
Oh, that's the Higher Source. Let me see if it's still on my paste. Yep, right there. It's the Facebook.com Higher Source LLC. And then look for the events, and it's listed under the events on that page. So, yeah, come join us.
Yeah, tomorrow night. All right. Well, again, Solana, our psychic energy medium, I'll close with her closing, and then we'll play a tune and be back on the other side of the hour. Thanks so much for taking the time with us, and we will. All kinds of people have their hand up, so I hope you'll come back again really soon. Just stay in touch with me, and back to you. God is light.
Awesome.
Light is knowledge. Knowledge is thought. Thought is consciousness. Consciousness is energy. And thank you so much for being on with us.
Oh, thank you. And thank everyone for listening and that called in. I appreciate your time, your energy, and many blessings to everybody.
All right. Good night, Solana.
All right, and thank you. Good night. Good night, everyone.
Okay, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes. This is Rescue with Spark Out.
How
Oh, no. Thank you. I forgot to unmute my mic. Good Lord. That was rescue, everyone. And I was saying, if you go to YouTube, I apologize for that, and search out three words, rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, spark out. You will see the video for that song that I just played and a second video for his song, You're My Star. And I was just saying, I was laughing. Rescue's one of my earlier indies, and I had heard his music, wrote to him to see if I could get permission to play it. And when I went to friend him, follow him on Facebook, I noticed it was all in Italian. And I'm like, wait a minute. Because he had sent me an authorization by this point, but it turned out he resides in northern Italy. And so, interesting. I guess I've got some indies from all over the world, but I think I would love to hear your interpretation of the Spark Out video. And I apologize that I forgot to unmute my mic when I went to get my green tea. I was aligning my chakras, getting my green tea, and laughing at how busted that Les Paul got with Solana. We want to thank again Solana Fox for being the guest, my guest in the first part of the show. Be sure to check out her YouTube and tomorrow night her workshop on aligning your chakras and your energies. She's into so many healthful things, a very fun person to know, as Jenny and Les will attest. I see I've got a couple other people with their hands up, and I will go ahead and unmute you in just one moment. The regular listeners, and I don't recognize your area codes, but nonetheless, the regular listeners around here know that when I start talking about location, like Rescue of all people that I meet and get to play his music is over in northern Italy, and you might think, where is that regular Hump Night host Kim always subbing on Saturday night? Where is she from? And then invariably, you know you're going to hear this. And for the regulars, I invite you to sing along. In fact, just try not to. Now you all say it. That is from a parody video on YouTube by Jeremy Partridge. He is a veteran times two. He's served two tours and came back, is in the visual arts, studying the visual arts, and he's here somewhere in Middle America. You might be able to guess where now. That I am, and I saw this video and got a hold of him and heard a little bit of his backstory. And, you know, he's a good example of us making judgments, because I saw a few of these videos and I made a judgment. And then I talked to Jeremy for quite some time when I was finding out who was responsible for that snippet so that I could play it on my radio show, and it turned out that he owned it. Now there's three local rappers, let's see, White Mike, Flo Kane, and oh, doggone it, I can't think of the third one. It'll come to me. But in any case, Jeremy owns the rights because he made the film, and I have to say I was humbled after I talked to him and found out his experience, saw his Facebook page with his beautiful wife and family, and I had made a judgment about those videos, and now I'm stuck on that dang one. It's become one of my Somewhere in Middle America theme songs, and Jeremy had a birthday earlier this month, so we want to wish him happy birthday and thank him for his service. Got a couple people that have been holding on for a little while. Area code 917, who do we have online?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Have you been? I'm doing good. Have you been here before?
No, I have not. I guess I missed the whole reading section of the radio show.
You did. Solana will be back, but this is a good time. You gave me a good segue. This is Brain Injury Radio. We're on 7 nights a week with about 20 different hosts. We're on almost 5 hours on most days, half of the days anyway, of the week. We have about 20 different hosts. All of the hosts mm-hmm. are either survivors of brain injury or caregivers, and we all have a different format. And my normal show is on Wednesday nights, Recovery Now, but we're looking for a replacement host on Saturday nights, and I've been subbing here, and so I invite some, a cornucopia of guests, like I do on my regular show. Tonight is normally open mic and indie music, just kind of a kickback and talk about what's on your mind kind of night, but Solana was the guest. She only had an hour and actually stayed for an hour and 20 tonight, but I will have her back on in the future. There seemed to be a lot of interest, so I know that she'll come back again.
Oh, so your regular show is on Wednesday nights, you said?
Mine is, but Brain Injury Radio is on every night. We've got a lot of different hosts, and one of the beauties of us being on Brain Injury Radio as hosts is that we were given no rule or letter of how we conducted our shows or what we created within our show, and so it gives a lot of variety. There's a little something for everybody. So if you ever listen and maybe you don't appreciate one program or host, listen more because there's so many that there's a little something for everybody. I interview a lot of guests. A lot of others have topics that they're talking about, and just a variety of things. But my show's called Recovery Now.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank
good.
You.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we'll hope to have you back.
Okay.
Thanks. And hopefully you got Solana's. Solana was my guest tonight, Solana Fox. I see 917 is still on the line. So make sure that you check out youtube.com. Let me scroll up here for just a minute. It's youtube.com/Solana, S-O-L-A-N-A, 0156. And you'll be able to hear her videos, watch her videos, and get her contact information. She's just got a million different websites, and you can talk to her about chakra readings, energy adjustments. They have workshops and just all kinds of things. So make sure to check out her videos. And the other site that I had here, her regular website, will direct you to some of the others, but it's HigherSourceInternational.com. So if you just Google that or put in www.HigherSourceInternational.com, that's Solana's main website, and check her out there. And otherwise, watch for her to come back and be a guest on Brain Injury Radio on either Wednesday or most probably Saturday night. So, good. All right. Now, both of you, 917 and Jenny, if you can hit one again, that'll put your hand down. And then certainly, if you want to get back on and talk some more, just hit it again, and I will put you back on the line. I just want to make sure that I'm not doing duplication. Thanks. Okay, so everybody's got their hand down. Now, feel free to put your hand back up at any time. And some of you, it'll be like an exercise. Put your hand up and down, up and down, up and down. For those of you out there, I'll give you a little reminder. If you want to call in and enjoy the hijinks of the second night, the second half of this show, call in to 424-243-9540 or toll free 855-473-3711 in the U.S. Did I say toll free? Or if you're outside of the U.S., call in on 202-559-7907, free outside the U.S. Remember that Brain Injury Radio is on live 7 nights a week, and all of the shows are immediately archived for on-demand, free on-demand listening at your leisure. So there's no time you should not be able to access an episode of Brain Injury Radio, whether you're learning, looking for support, figuring out you're not terminally unique and that there's others out there who have been overcomers. And unfortunately, I can't play that song on my show because she's just a little too famous and under label right now, so I'm not even going to mention it. But some of you have probably heard that song, and it's a pretty darn good one. And Jenny, I will bring you back on in just a minute. I'm going to move down for something I told you guys last week. And let me just, excuse me, some of you know that it appears I'm going to be moving. And so we've been very busy trying to get our house packed up here, which is tornadic, chaotic, and my brain injury mind can barely handle the stress of what's been going on, and the closing is in less than 2 weeks and going to be construction going on in the new place before I can move in. And so there's been a lot of turmoil going on and then some family issues going on as well. But I was laughing today because, and Jenny's saying, I just got my new bathroom done. Two of the artists on my playlist, I'm going to be seeing in 2 weeks after closing. They're going to be part of my chaos. They were both very glad to hear they'd be doing work for me, and they were both very glad to hear that I wasn't going to be there living there for it this time. But in any case, one of our artists, and I'll go ahead and play them both tonight, I told you that one of them, John Cruz, he's a survivor and one of our own. John has an inoperable tumor on his brain stem. He's been, for those of you aware of him, an out-of-this-world blues singer, guitar player, harmonica blower, you name it. He's got nothing but the blues. And through this experience that he's been having with his health, he's gone bluesy spiritual and says he had some knock-your-sock stuff out that he's going to be coming out with on his next CD. But in the meantime, he needs to raise some funds, as most of us starving artists do. And so one of his gigs is going to be painting my living room. But I told you guys that I uploaded a couple of different songs of John's, and I'm sorry, what did I do? I'm clicking too far. Here's our regulars. Why don't we try this one you guys haven't heard before, and You can check him out at johncruzblues.com, C-R-E-W-S, johncruzblues.com, or at facebook.com/johncruzblues, or on www.reverbnation.com/johncruzblues. And you'll get the opportunity to hear and maybe buy. John has amassed, not only does he want to make this new CD, it's burning a place in his soul, and we none of us know how much time we have in this life. But with an inoperable brain tumor, you know, you're playing a little Russian roulette too. It's in my prayers and my strong belief system that he'll get this CD out while he has the opportunity, and it will impact a lot of people's lives. In the meantime, he's got mounting medical bills with the VA in charge, and in any case, got lots of painting and some work for him to do for me. But I think what I'm going to do, while I got these two workmen in my house meeting each other for the same time, Brooke, who I'll play a little later from the Hard Times Band, remodeled my bathroom last year, and he's going to be tweaking the new one in the new house. And so John and Brooke have never met each other, never heard each other's music. Both are going to be working at my new house simultaneously in different rooms. And I think I'm going to bring a great big boombox and blast each other's music at each other. I feel very blessed to have such a talented group of guys. I hope they don't just whistle while they work. I hope they do a little singing. But some of you guys might be able to relate to the title of this song, and this is called You Gotta Do What You Gotta Do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
was John Cruz Blues, and you want to wish him luck, not only with his stabilized health at the moment, but the fact that he'll be working for me for a couple weeks. So, but keep in heart, we're both brain injury survivors. I'm a stubborn Italian, and he's a stubborn Marine. So if the fur ain't flying between the two of us, then it might just be with poor Brooke, the guy who's the contractor. And I'm going to send out one for Jenny, a request, not a request, a tribute for Jenny, because I know she likes this one. And so that that guy that you just heard, I'll play you some more recent stuff, but that was back in the Whiskey and Smokes days when I was doing some dirty dancing in the club where I met him, and it seemed like Mustang Sally was somewhere right before or after that song, and I would do some massive jamming out on the dance floor where I believe is the body is an instrument in dance in as much as any other instrument that's being played on the stage. And so had a lot of fun with John back then and having a whole another dimension of a relationship with him now since we've gotten reacquainted after a 15-year lapse. Brooke, on the other hand, their band is no longer together due to a Yoko moment. And so there's one lowly but goodly CD out there by the Hard Times Band. Brooke is a contractor by day and a mighty dang good one as well. But I remember the first time I sent this tribute out to Jenny because I knew that she liked it, and I'm going to do it again right now. So I can't tell you how to get to Hard Times Band. You're just going to have to enjoy their music here on my shows on Brain Injury Radio, because their music is not for sale. And perhaps there's been some rumble of them starting a new band, but you never know about those kind of things. Always a matter of funds and getting it together, but in the meantime, I'm going to have another sweet but prohibitive bathroom. God, I wish I could just bring my old bathroom with me. Here you go, Jenny, and for all the rest of you out there who have ever had a doubt, you're never alone.
When the phone rings, you know I'll have to go. If I had my way, we'd never say goodbye. But no matter how far away they send me, I'll be with you all the time. 'Cause you're never alone. I close my eyes, you're right where you belong. You're never alone, even when I'm called away from home. I'll keep you with me even when I'm gone. So you're never alone. I can't tell you when I'm coming home again. And I know this isn't easy. Don't cry, and I hope you understand. This is something I just have to do. But you're never alone. I close my eyes, you're right where you belong. You're never alone, even when I'm called away from home. I'll keep you with me. close my eyes, you're right where you belong. You're never alone, even when I'm called away from home. I'll keep you with me even when I'm gone, so you're never alone. No, you're never
That was the Hard Times Band with You're Never Alone. And as I was just sitting here thinking, I'm going to have a little playoff only for one more song each, because I got one to go out to Les Paul that I know he likes by the Hard Times Band. But I'm going to split up and volley back, pretend this is musical ping pong for a moment. We did John, off to Brooke, back to John. We'll do another with Brooke, and then we'll jump off that track. But that was a slow one by Hard Times Band, obviously. And so I'm going to go back to one of our mainstays. Some of you know that John's life, and I got a different relationship with these guys. Brooke did work with me before, and he was a patient fellow and worked well with me, got that I was temperamental and moody and I am what I am, and handled me very well, which I appreciated. But then he kind of had to when one of his workmen came in who kept being late and sat down. I made the mistake of being compassionate one day because I was stretched like I'm getting now around that bathroom remodel, and a lot of the regulars remember me pulling my hair out while that work was going on around the house. And one of Brooke's workmen came in, and I made the mistake of saying, are you okay? Because he looked, you know, uptight or a little upset. Or anyway, he sat down and he started crying on his toolbox in my little tiny bathroom because he was having a falling out with his girlfriend. He spent a couple hours off and on, half working, but mostly on the phone with this girlfriend, and then snaked out early. So I was kind and empathetic and had a therapy session on my bathroom floor, him on his toolbox, me on the floor. And so when I had a few words with Brooke afterwards, I don't know, we wound up having a good understanding with each other. Ultimately, I told him he's the only man in my life I loved. Well, no, not like that. I guess this would be more typical. I loved his work while he was here, but I have never been so glad to see someone go. And tongue-in-cheek, some of you guys got that joke there, and that's okay for the rest of you that didn't. John Cruise, on the other hand, I've known about 22 years, and I don't know, in as much of a groupie as I can be, I guess, I just, the first time I looked up at the stage and saw John Cruise singing and heard the passion and raw feeling that he was singing with, and to be able to see him do it in person, looking like the archetype of the blues singer, rode hard, put up wet, Jack Daniels in front of him. A lot has changed in 20 some odd years, as people sometimes do, but those were the wild old days, and I saw him and I loved him to death, and followed his band where it played for about a decade, and then both of our lives took some turns, and I was out of the music scene for a while, got to reconnect with him, and it has just been a real blessing because neither one of us knew in that decade and a half or two that we had off from knowing each other. We were both wild and free and healthy back then, and then when we re-meet, we've both aged, obviously, but we also both had brain compromises that were very serious. Mine, a ruptured brain aneurysm that nearly killed me, and his, an inoperable tumor on his brain stem, which is what it is. But in any case, John has had a lot of really good rockin' and wild times in his life. He's also suffered a lot of tragedy what he's going through now with his health is not the only one. When their only child daughter, Lindsay, who's now in her late 20s, I bet, was just 5 years old, her mother died unexpectedly, and John was very in love with Lindsay's mom, and he wrote a couple of songs that he dedicated to her back as he was working his way through his broken heart. And this is one of them, called Sweet Tennessee by John Cruise Blues.
Stop the winds of change. You can't turn the sands of time. Doors they open up before your eyes. A brand new world for her to find. She's with the captain. Sailing on a sea of life, taking her home. If I could just one more time bring her back to me, yeah, we'd meet one more time in sweet Tennessee. I found myself, then I found love. It's kept me strong since you've been gone. We think about you every day. Our love for you lives on. She's with the captain of her soul. Sailing on a sea of life, taking her home. If I could just one more time bring her back to me, yeah, we'd meet one more time in sweet Tennessee. You know our daughter grew up true and strong. You gave her the will to carry on. She's a life like you. And me, I just play in an old blues band. Waiting at the station for the train to carry me home again. She's with the captain of her soul. Sailing on a sea of life, taking her home. If I could just one more time bring her back to me, yeah, we'd meet one more time in sweet Tennessee. One more time in sweet Tennessee. sweet Tennessee, sweet Tennessee, sweet Tennessee, sweet Tennessee, sweet Tennessee, sweet Tennessee. Tennessee.
That's my dear friend John Cruz, and you know, the good news and the bad news, and then I had that one last volley and then we're going to move on. But so we did John, Brooke, John, and now we're going to flip one back to Brooke. And my final comment on this is, you guys will be following me over the next 6 weeks of living chaos and hell that I can't believe. I'm going to have, you know, Brooke will have his crew, but Brooke and John and, of course, my husband, Gary, I'm going to have three hot men in a new house. And unfortunately, I'll be a raving lunatic, which is the most unfortunate of circumstances, because the sensory chaos and all of the things going on, you know, when you're in a construction site are just things that drive you just a little bit crazy. But these are great, great guys, and so I'm going to take your calls right after this final volley. That'll make a great segue into a little conversation, and then we'll switch to some other artists. But again, these two fellas are going to be working in the same place at the same time. This song I'm going to send out to Les Paul, who enjoys it, and quite a few other people. Absolutely. Jenny in the chat room says, I've got full basket syndrome overload, and that's the truth. And that is a residual of my brain injury, that if three handsome men in your house can't make you behave and not want to go lock yourself in a closet somewhere, then you got a brain injury, sister. So up goes my hand on that one. There was a time this would not have been a problem issue for me. But Les Paul, this is for you. The Hard Times Band and Farmer's Lament. And then I'll take your call, 661 and 484.
Walk down to the river, watch the water rolling by. Stood on the bank, thought about dying. My grandpa worked this ground till he passed it on to my dad. They were poor men, this ground took all they had. Through wars and recessions and market prices, I can't believe today we let it all die. So whatever happened to the American dream? When did my
pardon me, that was Hard Times Band with Farmer's Lament. And one of the band members, a kind of a burb of our area, it's another city, but it's an extension of our big town, was owned by one of the members of this band, co-writer of the songs. His like great grandpa owned the whole county. And so that was actually a very personal song from him because it was a big county, and they came in and started making the Walmarts and the Pizza Huts and all the places that you see start hitting the peripheral of rural areas that kind of take away the uniqueness and spoil the feeling of that mom and pop home time atmosphere and turn it into trailer community instead of the old simple way of life that it used to be with the neighboring and the reaching out, and turns it into not buy the USA, but let's outsource and you know, get it a few cents cheaper. So in any case, I will feel very fortunate after the 13th to be working with John, who's promised to take me to the studio with him when he does this next CD, and Brooke, who I hope he does get it back together in a band. He's a great contractor, but also thinks he does a great job of writing songs from the heart and playing music. So a couple fine musicians, fine craftsmen, and I'll be lucky to have them both and introduce them to each other. Going to take a couple calls. I see I have a couple of different area codes. Area code 917, who do I have on the line? Okay. We'll hold that one. Area code 808, are you on the line? Who do we have?
Yes. Hi, my name is Leilani. And I'm calling from Hawaii.
Well, hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing in Hawaii?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling blessed. A little overwhelmed. We've got a lot of kids going on over here. A lot of kids and animals. Grouchy grandma.
Yeah, that's a full house. Well, I got four dogs and a parrot, so we kind of got some noise, too. And when the grandkids come and visit, that about takes me over the top of my sensory overload threshold, I'll tell you that. Much as I love them all, it's all that noise going on at the same time that just starts sounding like static or something.
They can't handle it anymore. I'm like, how did you raise three kids? I don't get this. She's like, yeah, well, one day I get to give them back, too.
Yeah, there you go. That's the good news. And in the meantime, just try to capture the moments, you know, when you look at the big picture and allow things to become overwhelming, like I know that I'm guilty of, it can really ruin the present moment. So one of the things I try to do but certainly haven't perfected is to try to find the gratitude in the present moment and not to project too far out into the future. And I'm not one of those who has a lot of problems with the past, because as far as I'm concerned, the horse is out of the barn on the past. You can't unring the bell. It is what it is. You move forward and make living amends, let it go, deal with it, whatever it is you need to do to let go of it, and then
try to
focus in the present and stay out of the future too far. But like I said, it's easy to dispense advice and tools that have worked for you before, but being human beings, I've got to say that they aren't my default modes. There's something that constantly takes honing and work to try to do that, because I certainly fall back into what comes a little more naturally, and it's more destructive than the recovery tools I'm working on most of the time.
I have the same problem. I agree. But I appreciate what you said, because really staying in the moment and being able to be with my family, being able to have my mom here, being able to be in Hawaii, because I'm planning to move to the mainland, is really nice, you know. before I go because it's just really expensive. And
yes.
It's time for a change.
Well, it's a blessing that you've gotten to live in what many of us, you know, would consider to be paradise. Certainly, if you watch Hawaii Five-0, the only thing I can think of better than Hawaii Five-0 is having that main character in the TV show there at the same time. Steve McGarrett, yeah, Steve McGarrett and Hawaii Five-0. That would be like a dream come true. The new one, not the old one from the reruns, but the current run of Hawaii Five-0. That Steve McGarrett don't look nothing like the one when I was a kid, I'll tell you that.
I agree. That's funny.
So are you going to see him before you leave, for Pete's sake?
I don't know. Probably not. I'm not in the movie scene, and it's not every day you run into celebrities, you know. It's not like the island's that small.
That's true. So where are you moving and when are you coming?
I'm going to probably be moving to Nebraska, and I'm probably going to be there probably by August.
You are?
I know. Yeah, it's just a family change. I have more opportunities to get some things done as far as business and growing my family and providing more, because Hawaii is expensive. And it's unrealistic to be a single mom here with four kids, which isn't. But if you always want to be in a system and stuck in one stagnant and stay here, you know, because you'll be working three jobs and totally exhausted. And I've done that before, and I don't want to go there. I want to be able to give my kids more time. And over there is where I have some opportunity to start.
I understand. Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. Nothing has to be permanent. But, you know, coincidentally, we broadcast all over the United States into 36 different countries, and I happen to live in Nebraska. Isn't that weird?
Oh, really?
That on the night we'd have a psychic calling, that you would happen to call in and be moving from Hawaii to the state that I live in, somewhere here in Middle America.
You want to know something even more strange? I'll do some moving in more synchronistic. So I'm looking up where I'm going to, right? And mm-hmm. I've been getting, you know, deep into the spirituality. You know, a lot of Hawaiians, you know, they're Christians. They have their different ways. And the stories were similar. Like, if you read about, different, they had two different generations of Hawaiian. In the first generation, they had a monotheistic view of God. And they had the stories of the white cloud and the blue-eyed. That's why they thought, Cook was, the god Lono. And it's kind of, similar to Christian. I know that everybody has spirit, but what I don't understand is how, I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Holy Trinity, but then I come into Christians who, I don't see if they can see the bigger picture and, the gifts that God gives other people of this earth that have spiritual gifts that can heal and have their own ways. And why is that wrong if it's all out of love? And God is love. And for me, it's I could, my family, they became, I came from a line of kahunas, became priests, for Christianity and started a church in a town, in a Hawaiian town, and we're farmers and whatever. So I had, Native Americans came over here and gave Hawaiians opportunities to get, a recognition from the federal government and get some compensation mm-hmm. for the wrongdoing. And so I was reading a lot about Black Elk. I was reading a whole bunch about him. And then one day I was I was feeling really sad because I read this story about him trying to bring, this sick boy was, they were trying to pray for him and it wasn't working. So he went and brought his Indian stuff and he was trying to do it over him. And then the bishop threw it out and was like, this is not Christian. And I'm like, dude, he's doing it out of love. The same source, the same energy, supreme intelligence that separates all molecules and elements and everything, it's there. There's no robot that God created. God created all as an image. Every image is a reflection, and every reflection is a distortion. To say you're perfect, you're lying. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So, nobody perfect in the human plane.
I got on my knees. And I started praying and praying and praying. And it was just like crying and like, you know, cleansing and just coming to this like my own epiphanies, right? My own like, I got to heal. I got to heal myself. I got to do something. I got to bring back the old ways and, you know, try to like just better ways of healing, because we're getting into this robot society where people don't even like acknowledge other people. They don't even care. Nor do they want to, because they can't get over their own paradigms. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So the next morning, I go throw my trash away, and lo and behold, I swear to God, a buffalo painting of the white buffalo, and like there was a cemetery and eagle feathers and rabbit feathers, and like it was on some kind of piece of like leather that was like string onto this thing with a picture. Somebody threw it in the trash. And I was like, holy shit.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, is God telling me something? And then I find out I'm moving to where Black Elk was buried. And so I was like, oh, creepy. I'm like, creepy. I was trying to talk and say, you know, like, you know, I know what my purpose is and what my calling is. I just have a hard time seeing, like, having the faith that I'm really going to get there. You know what I mean? Like, it's really going to happen. Like, the idea in my head and the vision I have, I'm really going to be able to project it and manifest it. But then that made it more real, and this gives me opportunities to kind of break away from, you know, like, admin, where I get, like, I have a lot of people, like, you know, I have a lot of friends, a lot of, you know, I'm going to be in a place where I don't know anybody, can I, like, you know, can mellow down, write a lot, get it down, take care of my kids, heal myself, just grow. So I thought it was kind of cool.
I think it's awesome, and Black Elk Speaks, you will feel that. You'll feel that energy in a couple different places in the city I live. I don't know where you're going to move, but I can tell you, if you'd like, my website is inaflash.org, and you can send me an email there and let me know when you're going to be moving and what part of the state you're going to be moving to, and at least you'll know someone when you're coming this direction
so far
from Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Inaflash.org, right?
Inaflash. And inaflash.org. I'm sorry, inaflash.org. And you can just drop me an email and we'll exchange off air. Of course, you're welcome here anytime. Do you have a brain injury, or did you just happen through tonight?
I actually did fracture my skull at one point, but that was just like when I was younger. But that's really weird that you asked that question. I'm like, yes, I did have a brain injury.
Well, we are Brain Injury Radio, and I'm Kim. My normal show is on Wednesday called Recovery Now, but Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and we have a number of different hosts that all have a different type of show. They're all kind of their own creation, and I've just been subbing on Saturdays for a while, but our hosts are from all over the country, so I do think that Black Elk, because I've also read that, and growing up, I was born and raised here in this area, so I'm very aware of Lewis and Clark and Black Elk Speaks, and when they met as they were going to be crossing the Missouri, and So I might even be able to take you out to a fort and an area where that occurred. So that is all very cosmic and karmic today. So I'm so happy that you called in, and I hope you'll come back and check out Brain Injury Radio if you're like me. I said this earlier, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that it took me 17 years writing a book and becoming a radio host here to find out all the ramifications of the brain injury that I had. I knew some things ticked a little different in me, but I didn't understand it because I had never been around other people who had been through similar incidents, and it's really been an eye-opener. So I hope you'll come back on Brain Injury Radio and certainly get a hold of me. If I was coming to Hawaii, it would make me feel better to know that I had at least one person's contact info and wasn't going to be a complete stranger in a strange land. And you're coming at a good time.
Good. Well, thank you, and I'll definitely give you a call. And if you come to Y before I go, give me a call, and I'll show you around.
I sure will. Thanks so much for calling in, Lalani.
All right, take care. God bless.
God bless. Good night. Well, what a special treat. We get some of the funnest callers from around here, of course. We get, I'm trying to think of our friend, really like her. It's going to come to me, too, from Australia that we have come in. Callers from England that call in, of course, all over the United States. And I think I'm going to switch for just a minute to one of the girls. I don't want to favor Les Paul tonight, but only because he's got the big crush on her, and I just put it back on our music board because it finally looked like it was going to break in some of the country, and some of us really thought that this day was never going to come. But this is a gal that when she was first starting out, I had just written my book. I was a brand new author, and she was a pretty brand new singer, and she has wound up getting some worldwide recognition and is being played on mainstream radio now. And this is the song that our compulsive shopper host, Les Paul — I'm really going to rag on him tonight a little bit between Solana and the music — keeps hearing as he's out shopping. And so our rising star, but truly she's risen and also has some awesome videos on YouTube. She's just a beautiful girl with a heart as big as Canada. She's from Canada, the French part. But here's in honor of what we were all begging for. Yeah, that was Leah West with Spring. I actually, if I wouldn't have been working all day trying to pack, I would have had the top down. Got it down yesterday, and it's only the fourth time here since March that I've been able to have the top down and start feeling that warmth of the sun and the color coming back to life, and I'm digging that the most. I see we got a couple new people in the chat room. Feel free to call in. This is Brain Injury Radio. I'm your host, Kim Justice. We want to thank TBI Survivor Network for sponsoring Brain Injury Radio. And Brain Injury Radio is broadcast all over the United States, 36 countries. All live shows are archive for free on-demand listening at your leisure. So if you've had a brain injury or known someone who's had one, been a caregiver or a neuroprofessional or other interested party, definitely want to tune in to our shows, but also have some very interesting topics, whether you're a brain injury survivor or not. As the boomers start getting older, there's going to be more and more things like dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and science is starting to amass quite a pile of evidence that many of these conditions are secondary to people who had prior brain injuries. And so there's a wealth of knowledge to be had out there. And in the meantime, a lot of great hosts and fantastic guests and shows. So check it out. 7 nights a week, and you can see what we got going on. Tonight we've got, just about a half hour left of open mic and some indie music and anything you'd like to talk about. I think Jenny might have put her hand up again, so I'm going to double check that. Jenny, do you have your hand up, girl?
I sure did. I wanted to talk to you about, because you've been playing music, that I've actually noticed a major shift in my connection with music since my brain injury, and this is something I want people to really pay attention to. I actually, when I first came home and I could not see a thing, music soothes the soul. Everybody knows this. American Music Association. Check it out. And what I did was when I was able to switch from different channels on TV or on the radio, I actually found a genre or a generation of music that somehow, for some reason, connected with me. For me, it was the 80s, and I don't know why. I have no clue why. But I still have the music all the time in the background when I was doing things and trying to do things. But now I found 7 years later, I now am focused completely on things like The Voice and American Idol, because I hear different generation music coming out of new artists in new ways, and I close my eyes and I just connect to the actual songs, and it just feels that it connects with my heart. And I do that when you play music. I now connect to the songs, not because I know them, but I close my eyes and I focus on what I'm really listening to, and it connects. But it took years of doing this.
Yes. Yes. Well, I feel the same way. I was always very connected to music when I was younger, and then I kind of got away from it for a while. But I really find that that's a great tool of recovery for me, because one of the things that has really helped me is that I was listening to, I know Craig knows and Les, a couple of them who have heard Skillet. There was a while I was listening to a song called Monster, and for those that know that song, it's very, sometimes I feel like a monster. It's very intense and driving and chaotic in a way. And it's funny, it's supposed to be a Christian band, but you would never guess that. You would think they're a rock band, and in fact are not mainstream Christian at all. I wouldn't even put them in that category. But they, you know, when my life started going that way, it was interesting because I started listening to music that was soothing to my soul. And part of that started when I started looking for these indie musicians, because not everything I listen to on my own time is something that I would bring on my shows with the nature of my shows. And, you know, I try to have songs that have resonated with me in the context of recovery now. A lot of our indie musicians are survivors themselves. Garfan, Chris Duke's mom, John Cruz, several others on here, and others were just very much down with supporting Brain Injury Radio. And so, you know, I started picking up songs with heart. What I tell people is that I feature a lot of different genres, but what they all have in common is passion and heart. And I do the same thing you do. Even when I'm hosting, I sit back in my chair and close my eyes and listen to the music and just breathe. And I think, like you say, it's as effective of a tool, and people shouldn't forget, you know. And if you're listening to cry in your beer, depressed kind of music, and that's where your mind is, you know, try to reboot and maybe play some contemporary Christian or some songs, like in your case, the 60s, it was a lighter, well, unless they were the drug songs, you know, it was a lighter time of, you know, lighter cadence and stuff, and more fun, more of an innocent time. And, you know, so if you're in a place, try to bring music therapy to yourself if you're not going to research it or go to classes. And it's a pretty easy thing, just like food, you know. But with the music, you know how it makes you feel. If it makes you feel chaotic, or if it makes you feel relaxed and connected. And those are the kind of songs that you want to be playing to support your chakras, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, what she said tonight just absolutely blew me away, because I was like, you know, Solana, she was talking about dad and mentioned Daddy's Girl.
Yes.
And I realized it was not my father who adopted me. It's mm-hmm. the man that I met after my brain injury, when I first woke up as a newborn with my rebirth, because I lost every memory. And it's that man that I connected with wholeheartedly with my whole heart. And I was, like, amazed.
Mm-hmm. She did. She nailed it with you, and she nailed it with Les, I have to say. And it's funny, I was a skeptic, like I said earlier in the show, as a lot of people are skeptic of things that are new or different, and you find a kernel, even if you don't come to, you know, want to throw all of your faith and confidence into something new and different, heaven forbid, in the beginning, if you really listen. And again, I go back to that acronym, HOW, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. If you're willing to listen and hear, you know, you're going to pick up kernels that are going to resonate. And it was really funny. I didn't tell her about any of you. I ran into her last night. 2 seconds, we made this gig for tonight. She could only stay an hour. It was fast. I don't know that she's been here. So certainly doesn't know you guys, but it was funny, two out of two of you that she did readings on, and she did on me last night when I ran into her again, sought her out and ran into her, were spot on. So guest.
What really blew me away was she totally pinpointed my first chakra, where mm-hmm. my dad is, and then
yeah.
jumped and skipped one and went straight into me being, I wrote it down because it was that important to me, intuitive.
Yes, oh, and very much.
Jumped straight from my brain injury to who I am now, which means I've actually taken care of my energy in the center, which means
mm-hmm.
I'm on my way to getting where I need to be.
Yes, and what was interesting for me in that exchange is that I've known you and Les Paul for a long time, and so it was funny, whatever you guys were going to think, I've gotten to know you guys both to some degree over the last 2 years, and I knew when she was doing those readings that to me, as your friend, knowing you for a couple of years, that she hit on you both. And so, I think that was great. And we'll definitely have Solana on again and do that. The switchboard was lit up with callers. Pity she couldn't stay longer. But I, like I say, this was just a quick spur of the moment thing. And that was a good way for people to get introduced to Solana, and I gave out a lot of websites to find her and review some of her meditations and the different things that she's into, and then we'll have her back again as a guest sometime soon.
Hey, you know, it would be even neat. Would be maybe a possibility just to throw out an idea. You had mentioned earlier that you're looking for a host on Saturday. What about maybe bringing her on if you had that many light up? Maybe a lot of us really need.
Consider that, but she's overextended, so overextended with her own enterprises right now that I know she wouldn't be able to do that even if I asked her. She's also not a brain injury survivor, so our hosts all are, or caregivers, but even if that wasn't the case, which it is, she's got so many things between the videos going and the workshops. She's part of that website about international, I don't have it right in front of me now, what did I do with those papers, but her website shows all the things. They do speaking engagements and traveling engagements, teach workshops, seminars, do private readings, and their practice is really very full, so I don't think that she would have the time.
I was just tossing in an idea that I thought would be really neat for survivors, that's all.
It is. I wish I could. Let me qualify that with I wish I could. There's a couple people, like, you know, the gal I had on my show last week, and she was a guest about 6 weeks before that, and folks, she'll be coming back again in the next 6 weeks for those of you who liked her so much on my regular Wednesday show, Dr. Maria Romanis. And, you know, she's someone I would love to make a host, but she's just so busy and overextended. She said, I'd just like to be a regular on yours if that's okay. I've got too many irons in the fire of things that I'm trying to accomplish, but I do believe in what you're doing. And she's doing things, she's a neurologist become a TBI survivor, and so she really wants to give back and share the knowledge she is learning in her science with us, but simply because of the science doesn't have the time to be able to do a show of her own. We're going to be in the same boat. Everybody stay tuned for Solana and Dr. Romanis to be regulars on the show, I think. And so I might wind up having a couple of those out of the deal, people who would really like to be here and support what we're doing, but just don't have the time to take on a show of their own. So that is a really good suggestion. And I'll pester her a little bit. But okay, we've got about 15 minutes left. So Jen, I'm going to mute you for a minute. And if anyone else has any last comments, the number is 424-243-9540. We have about 15 minutes left in the Saturday night show. And I think what I'll do is pick it up just a little bit for a minute. We've been playing some boy music. Going to play some more of that, but I'll play a girl music for a moment. And this is the one, I don't know, I'm perfectly married and squared away in my sexuality, but I got to say that as much as Les Paul has a crush on Leah, I really think this gal has a sultry voice. It takes me back to another time. I'm old enough to remember Janis Joplin when she was still alive. before she died, like so many of her addictions. Gosh, there was such a cachet of them at that time, Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin and all kinds of them that were dying of overdoses. But on a happier note, this gal reminds me of a unique blend of herself as well as some aspects of Janis Joplin back in the day. Her sister is really has been the more famous one, Pamela Moore from Queensryche, and a cousin who's in the band, Les, you can help me think of that band. It's one word. It's the one who sang the I'll think of it. Berlin. I knew it was a city. I couldn't think of what city. Berlin. A lot of you are familiar with that band. So R-E-A-U-R-Y, Ari Moore, though, is the one of the Moore clan that I selected. She's an indie artist, and this song is called Stay With Me, and she really rocks her range in this song, I think. So I will tell you her contact information and after the song. So enjoy Stay With Me, which is something we all feel like saying to somebody sometime. And it's not necessarily a significant other. Sometimes it's just when we don't want to be alone and we'd like someone to be there. Just be there, not solve our problems, not change our life, not have a magic wand, not be our lover, but just that time of being vulnerable when we'd like someone to be there.
Stay with me, I need a friend, someone to help my mind and brain. Stay with me, the night is cold, my heart is weak but my fear is bold. Cover me, hold me tight. No need for love, just get me through the night. Just stay a while, watch me sail. I just need for you to stay with me. Stay with me, I'm one as much. But if I tremble, let me feel your touch. Stay with me, help me unwind the conversations twisting in my mind. Cover me, hold me tight. No need for love, just get me through the night. Stay wild, watch me. Watch me sleep. I just need for you to stay with me. Yeah, stay with me. I'm different.
Oh, yeah. That was Ari Moore, A-U-R-Y. You can find her at facebook.com/ Ari Moore Band or www.arimoreband.com. You can tell I'm winding down. I see we have one caller. Caller, I'll tell you, we've just got about 4 or 5 minutes left, but area code 207, you're on the line. Who do we have?
Hi there. My name is Rolina.
Hello.
I live in Maine. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I love Maine. How are you tonight, Rolina?
I'm doing great. My question is, I'm looking for guidance on finding a romance love entering my life anytime soon.
This isn't a reading show. We had a guest on
earlier,
Solana, and you can find her at youtube.com, Solana, S-O-L-A-N-A, 1056, I believe it was. But if you saw it in the program notes, her site is there, and she was just a guest. This is Brain Injury Radio, and she brought on some of her healing, spiritual healing tools and readings for us in the first half of the show tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much then.
Yes, thank
night.
You for calling in, and you too. Thanks for calling
right,
in, Rolina. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, we're winding down here. I think I'm just going to play us out with a little bit of music and wish you all a great rest of the weekend. I think I'll play maybe a couple of different things. One we haven't heard in a little while. Maybe two. I think I'm going to play a Chris Dukes. I feel like something a little peppier, but not over the top. And this is Chris Dukes with Reasons. 3 minutes and 25 seconds, and then I'll tell you how much I appreciate you all and how much we appreciate your support at Brain Injury Radio, and hope that we can be bringing you guys just a little bit of the lot you're bringing to us.
And the more that it rolls, I lose more layers in sight. Here comes a breakdown, that's just what I need. Another shot in the dark, open monster feet. Is there an answer? Is there a way? Keep falling down. I have a hold tight to this moment then. I have a reason to make amends to hold a man. Another swing miss, another try to fail. I can only prep for my life. All that I am, I can pin rock to a deafening ring, and it forced you ahead. I know nothing. Is there a way? I have a faith still. Hold tight to this moment then. I have a oh. tormented. Tell me your reason, your reason.
Chris Dukes with Reasons, and I know for you guys that are dialed in, you can continue to hear music when the show ends in 2 minutes. I am going to play another song if you guys want to stay on the line. If you want to hear, 424-243-9540, but you have to be called in. 424-243-9540, you got about 60 seconds to do that. Otherwise, those of you... Actually, you have 90 seconds to do that. I am going to play a last song, but for those of you who aren't dialed in, thank you so much for stopping into Brain Injury Radio tonight. We're on 7 nights a week, and I hope that you will come back and see us again. I'm your regular Wednesday host, Kim Justice, and often here on Saturday night as well. I'm going to close out tonight with Daniel Christian. And this is something that we have all had to do many times in our life. Find My Voice by Daniel Christian. Good night, everybody, and God bless.
Question never seems to change. Are you with them or are you with us? And if it's true, I am not ashamed. There shouldn't be much to discuss. But for every answer that draws you near, there is an answer that will make you run. And as long as identity remains unclear, the coward will give the easy one. We can be automatic, carefully diplomatic. I need courage to speak my choice. Now that it's been a while since my courtyard denial, I am still trying to find my voice. I am still trying to find my voice. My brother is waiting to believe. We all love him just the same. There are gifts we both receive under the same sun and rain. I can't speak out of stillness, but I'm waiting to fill this space with courage to make my choice. How can we preach salvation from our own isolation? I am trying to find my voice. I am just trying to find my voice. Maybe we all have a role to play. Maybe this is my inauguration day. Maybe the answers that I see
my own skin. Never knew I would come this far. When you get too good at fitting in, it's hard to tell who you really are. Now it's time to make my choice. Now it's time to find my voice. Now is the time to make my choice. Now is the time to find my voice. Now is the time to find my
Okay, I know I told y'all goodnight, but this is a test. For the next 60 seconds, you'll be experiencing a test. And maybe you won't. I see there's two people left on the switchboard. The chat did automatically go off less if you're still hearing me, which I'm going to assume that you are still hearing me, and 917 that you're still hearing me. Hang on a minute. Let me unmute Les. Can you hear me, Les?
Yes, I did that just to let you know I'm still here, but the screen went blank. It just automatically started playing the next Brain Injury Radio show. That's what it's doing every night.
Okay.
At the end of the third hour, it just automatically goes into the next show. It's done it for 2 weeks. I even talked to Craig about it.
Well, okay, that's good to know. I'm wondering, like, now, you know, I know the chat has automatically switched off at the top of the hour. You're right. And I thought everything was, but there have been a few times where I've had a song on and I've known it was going to bleed into overtime, but
yeah,
I knew
too.
It would show up in the archive show. So I just wanted to test tonight and see if all the callers fell off too. Well, they didn't fall off. You and 917 are on the line. I think the other person, the other two people, I think just hung up on their own when they lost the chat. But
yeah.
I kind of wonder, I have a feeling that in the archive show this will stay on there, but it is interesting to know that we have another show that just automatically amps up. Are they pre-recorded shows?
Yes, they're all it automatically just goes to pre-recorded. This started maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, that's great to know. So probably more than 5 hours of live hosts, I guess, now we're rolling into late night archive version of shows.
I think it just
goes
on almost endlessly. I think it just goes on throughout the night. I don't know if it's all 24 hours a day or what. If you had your computer on, it probably just continually play at random.
Interesting. Well, I'm wondering again on this show what we're doing right now, if this is all going
to
be recorded. we'll have to back up and find out. I guess. I was going to say, well, I wasn't going to say anything. One of the hosts can't do his show tomorrow, so I was wondering about that tape thing. In fact, I'm just sending out our leader one, and I'll just put Wanna Stick in a Tape. Malin, it appears, won't be able to do his show tomorrow.
Okay.
And so Malin is a caregiver. His wife had a severe TBI. He's from Indiana. Looks like it's just you and me, Les. We dropped off the other caller. So what I'll do is probably just give you a call back after. In the event this is all in archive, and I'm getting in my last note to Craig, so we'll get that taken care of, because thank you for letting me know that it's running pretty much continuously, so he can pick out a tape and plug it into Malin's slot for tomorrow. So I thought I would get that out. But in any case, folks, thank you for being on tonight, Les. And
you're welcome.
Again, I'm going to... Yeah, you're welcome. It turned out it's funny, you know, when you plan and plan and plan shows, you know, sometimes they turn out good and sometimes you get technical difficulty and glitch, but a lot of times when you're least prepared, things pop up at the last minute, and this is
right.
For me tonight, and I was exhausted and just about asleep 20 minutes before. Gary's nudging me, you got a show tonight, trying to get me to snap out of it. And this is kind of like it was for you the other night, where for me, the host, I don't know about the rest of everybody else, but the 3 hours went fast.
And you sounded energetic the whole time.
I know.
More so
it
than
tripped
some
me
other
out. I think she adjusted my chakras, man. yeah, I think she did that. It was just fun to have her on as a guest. Then we got into the music, and there was a lot of people on the board, so it just wound up being a different and fun show. And it's funny, you know, just like you the other night. I remember how exhausted you were. I didn't think I'd be able to crawl to the studio tonight, and yet the 3 hours seemed to go really fast. So, you know, God's little grace is in there for us, really save our bacon. But I still think we should heed, because she told me something last night similar to what she told you, and it was on a different show without any prompting. And so we both suffer a little of the same thing. That's why I shrieked so loud when she said it to you, because she had said something similar to me, and I didn't mention that you were a host when I brought you on. I just said Les Paul, and I brought up the guitar thing, so she didn't know what you did or who you are or anything. Didn't know anything. So I think that is very interesting. We will have to have Solana back again, and it sounded like there was some people who just read through that, you know, there were a lot of hands up for a reading. So I guess, you know, on Saturday nights, we're just going to have to bring those animal medicine cards out again a little more often and see if we can get Solana and get our energies adjusted. And I think that anything that we find cleansing and that we think helps does in fact help. And like I said, there's an element of truth in all of it. And we take what we like, leave the rest, and build the program of recovery that works for us, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A great show tonight.
Thank you. And I'll tell you goodbye for the second time, and the rest of you audience, if you're hearing this in archive. I just stretched the show out for an extra 15 minutes tonight, but I'm going to close the show tonight with our bad boy from Jersey. I haven't heard him for a moment. I could do something gentle, but I think I won't, because we're still, well, let's see. I guess we're not in Saturday night anymore. We're in Sunday. So actually, maybe I should change the closing song altogether. In fact, I think I will. This is Donovan Johnson. You guys haven't heard quite as much as him of Donovan, but he is a composer. He does a lot of soundtracks for movies and such things, but he is an instrumentalist pianist, and as a matter of fact, I was recently invited to a concert that Donovan is going to be coming out with. But I think this is a very apropos song for being in Sunday now and ending this episode of Brain Injury Radio. This is Donovan Johnson with, like I said, apropos for tonight, 2 minutes and 59 seconds of a song called Last Goodbye. And I promise for tonight, it will be. Thanks again for all your support. We love you. Have a great weekend.